Hey, what's up, Rodney? It's me, Tito Puente Jr. I want you guys to tune in to the latest edition of the podcast, Drums and Rums, right here. Wepa!
Hey all, thanks for joining us again in our part two of our celebrating Tito Puente week. So we got a good one here for today. We're talking about the instrument of choice here, the timbales. But before we get started, let's pour a little glass of some Puerto Rican rum. Compliments of Bacardi via my wallet. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. And don't forget to rate us a 5-star and leave us a review. We really appreciate your support of the podcast. So here we go. Tito Puente and the timbales. He was hailed as the king of Latin music, and he left an indelible mark on percussion. His signature instrument, the timbales, a pair of cylindrical drums with a distinct sound. Tito Puente's influence extended beyond Cuba, introducing timbales to audiences worldwide. The timbales unveiled. What are they? They are played with the sticks and consist of two single-skin metal-shelled cylindrical-shaped drums. The timbales were actually a variation of a drum that migrated originally out of India and Africa years ago in the shape of a giant kettle drum that were strapped to the sides of camels, horses, and elephants. Eventually, this drum made its way to Europe and Spain and had changed in shape to what is known today in Europe and the West as the timpani drums. Cuban music is the melting pot of African and Spanish influences. The shells are made of either brass or steel and set on a stand. The larger the timbale, called hembra, and the cha-cha bell, are traditionally positioned to the left side of the timbalero. That's the word that means the one who plays the timbales. The macho timbale, the smaller drum, the mambo bell, the larger bell, and the cymbal are traditionally positioned to the right of the right-handed player. Cascara literally means shell in Spanish. And the paila, or cascara, is the traditional pattern played by the timbalero player. On the side of the macho timbale, the smaller drum, it could also be played on the cymbal, cowbell, or wood block. In some cases, Cuban musicians will use the word pailas for the timbales and cascara for playing on the shell or the sides of the drum. All patterns are based on the clave, and emphasize the accents within the rhythm. Tito Puente's master of these drums significantly shaped Afro-Cuban music in America. Tito Puente had his own signature series of timbales, and in honor of his iconic musician, Latin Percussion, the company, LP, created the Tito Puente signature series timbales, available in brass, bronze, or stainless steel. These timbales capture the essence of Puente's rhythm. Puente's timbales produce a deep, complex tone with exceptional projection. Their 15-inch and 16-inch diameters, coupled with a 10-inch extra deep shells, create a sound that resonates like thunder. Legacy lives on. Tito Puente's timbales continue to inspire percussionists globally. From the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta, closing ceremonies, to countless stages, these drums echo Puente's enduring legacy. So next time you hear the rhythmic heartbeat of timbales, remember the man who made them dance, the incomparable Tito Puente. Tune in tomorrow for part three of celebrating the life and music of Tito Puente. And again, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe. And thank you again for tuning in for part two of a celebration of Tito Puente Week. Here's to you, Tito.